News Leader.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's go inside one of the critical areas of our healthcare system, and that's a trauma unit. I want to introduce you now to Dr. Rardy Van Heest, a trauma doctor and trauma team leader at Royal Columbian Hospital. Hi. Hi, Rardy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Okay, what is trauma? I mean, I think most people have an idea what that is, but how do you define it in your work?
Well, trauma is any external force that's applied to a person that injures them. So what we see mostly are things like car crashes, resulting in bad injuries, people being hit by cars, and unfortunately some interpersonal violence injuries that are inflicted on patients. And I'm not sure if you know, but your most likely cause of death in British Columbia is trauma if you're under the age of 45. And if you're under the age of 65, it's the most common cause of disability in British Columbians and also worldwide.
Wow, most common cause of death for under 45,
yes.
Did you say? Okay, is that like mostly from a car crash?
Yeah, car crashes are about 60% of what we see here in at the Royal Columbian Hospital in the Fraser Health Authority. But it varies depending on where you are in the world. But yes, automobile crashes are really our biggest cause of serious injury.
You got to be
too, by the way.
You got to be a special kind of doctor to be on the front lines for something like that. How do you deal with that? I mean, you must see a lot of, you know, pretty terrible injuries, of course. So how do you deal with that emotionally?
Well, it can be very difficult to deal with emotionally, especially when patients don't do well, and we really, really want them to do well because they're the young people in our society. You know, they're the 20-year-olds or the 25-year-olds who are just starting a family, and it's really tragic.
Yeah.
But how I deal with it is I did extra training to be a trauma surgeon. So I have specialized specifically in traumatic events, and I do a lot of research. I work really hard at improving the system so that when patients arrive in our door, they get the best possible care. And at Royal Columbian Hospital, we've actually seen a significant reduction in our mortality and also in our and an improvement in our patient outcomes since we started the trauma service. So I can walk away from those bad cases and say, you know, we're doing our best for everybody, and you can't always win them all. Sometimes I can't change what happened, but I can change what happens as soon as they arrive in our door.
Tell me a little bit about Royal Columbian Hospital and the trauma unit there.
Well, what it is it's a very special unit. We're unique compared to most of the trauma centers in that we have a mix of trauma surgeons and emergency room doctors who are specializing in trauma as well. So we have a very congenial atmosphere, and it's not just one type of doctor who sees you. We have a big team involved, so we have to get neurosurgery involved sometimes. I don't know if you know, but we have a neonatal and intensive care unit here, and sometimes we're the only trauma center with that in British Columbia, and we see traumatically injured pregnant patients who come and have their babies delivered in and sent to the neonatal intensive care unit. And that's very unique here.
Wow.
And then they're seen by the neurosurgeons, and they're seen by folks like me who patch them up and fix all the other things. And we also are lucky enough to have the orthopedic surgeons who do a lot of the severe pelvic injuries that just can't be done anywhere other than a really large center like the Royal Columbian Hospital.
I know you get a lot of your patients by air ambulance too,
we
right?
We do. Air ambulance is a very important way of getting patients who are sort of really geographically far away from us or far away from us because of traffic or the rivers to our doorstep. And we have the most air transports in British Columbia. We have about 100 a year, and the rest of British Columbia has maybe about 75 a year, all told. So we definitely have the most air transports, and those patients can be very, very unstable. And we have a call-out that goes, and we're pre-notified, and the trauma team leader is standing there in the emergency department, usually waiting for those patients so that we can provide immediate trauma support, and the whole trauma team is there, right from the radiologists all the way up to the operating room.
Okay, we just got a minute left. Rardy, what would you say going forward in the future here? What do you think are the biggest needs in this regard?
Well, we've outgrown the Royal Cumbrian Hospital as a site, so it needs to be enlarged. We need more beds available for our trauma patients, and you shouldn't come to our emergency department and look at our equipment, because we definitely need some new radiology equipment, some overhead scanners so that we can scan the patients while they're in the trauma bays. And a lot of the equipment that goes into the trauma bays is getting outdated, like our rapid transfusers, which can give a patient a unit of blood in 30 seconds. So those are the types of things that we're looking at. And it costs a lot of money.
Thank you for the great work you do.
Anytime.
I appreciate it. That is Dr. Rardi Van Hees, a trauma doctor. She's a leader of the trauma team at Royal Columbian Hospital. Let's take a break. When we come back,